With the joyous, energetic score by the creator of Hamilton, we meet the neighbors of New York City's Washington Heights. To a story of a family whose son prepares for his bar mitzvah, we follow the rise of a rock and roll music legend from his humble roots to his string of indelible hits, culminating the season of great shows with the great classic rock opera of all time. Of course, I'm speaking of In the Heights, Falsettos, The Buddy Holly Show, The Perfect Dog, and Jesus Christ Superstar. All being performed at Northampton Community College for a third adventurous and entertaining summer theater season. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned into Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Bill Mutimer, Northampton College Department of Theater and NCC's Summer Theater Artistic Producing Director, along with actor Matthias de Lefebvre. Welcome. I just keep saying community college because that's what it was, and I see three C's. I'm sorry.
That's okay, George. Most people remember it as that, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, gentlemen. So we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. One of the things that's really leapt off the page at me about this season is a sense of just kind of joyous energy, diversity, but just energy, a sense of size. Matthias, you were saying that it's really unusual to see a summer season like this kind of bookended with something like In the Heights on one end and Superstar on the other because they're such big shows.
Yeah, and when I was going through my audition process this year and I would see all the different seasons, it was very specific that when I saw this season, I thought, whoa, Heights and Superstar, those are big shows to bookend seasons with. Yeah. And I got really excited by that because it's not something you usually see, because it's usually like, you know, let's say one big show and then, yeah, you know, a couple other ones to follow up. But there's not one show that's going to be the show this season, it seems. Mm-hmm. It seems like every show has really had its own personality. And no thanks to Bill, it's going to be a very, very exciting season, I think.
And Bill, that can't be an accident.
No. What I wanted to celebrate in our third season, because NCC is the community college, is to celebrate community and the heart of the community and what that represents, which is everybody, not just one particular culture or one particular style. So we wanted to really encapsulate all that the Valley has.
Interesting. In the Heights is an opening for the season. Then it's a particular celebration of that. It's a neighborhood community, and also a diverse, as we were also saying that earlier, again, a diverse casting that can be embraced by a casting director and a director or not. It would appear you have embraced this.
Matthias, do you want to?
I look around the rehearsal room and I see people of all different walks of life. You know, and you know, this show specifically is calls for a big Latinx infusion of a cast, and to be able to be in a cast that celebrates that and does it correctly is truly for me very, very special. And because we were talking about this in the car, it's kind of the music is in your blood. Mm-hmm. So to be able to, yes, to perform music that's of my people on a stage that I never thought I would get the chance to, because you don't really think of, like, I never really thought about the opportunity to mix culture and work. Mm-hmm. But a show like this allows me to do that. And, you know, because of Bill's casting, we're all allowed to do that.
And you are a native of Peru.
Yeah, I was born in Lima, Peru, and I moved to Florida when I was 5. And then I currently live in North Carolina where I go to school.
Great, great. Yeah.
And for our listening audience tonight, too, there's a kind of snapshot of the NCC Summer Theater Program. You're not currently an NCC student. The casting and the company for the summer, as we were talking about earlier as well, offers this extraordinary opportunity for the students and for all the performers and the company owners to network with folks from different colleges, people that are already working professionally, people that are NCC students.
Right, Kate. That's a really good point. When we started it 3 years ago, the emphasis was on working together and networking, but also being able to learn from and mentor each other. So if you look at NCC Summer Theater, we have Equity Union actors working with other actors that aren't union yet in New York City, as well as other colleges the NCC students, local actors, and then high school actors. The hope is that the high school actors can talk to the other college actors and learn about the different schools. What better way to learn about other schools than to actually talk to people who are actually experiencing them, as well as the NCC students as they graduate after 2 years to look where they're going to go for their following 2 years to get their BA or BFA. With that, people graduating can work, look at what do I do when I move to New York? Talk to people who are doing that. And the union people can offer their expertise on how they got to where they are so that everybody's working together to help each other create great theater together, which is what theater and the arts are. It's about working together and creating a living, breathing organism.
That's interesting. So, Mateo, so you came to the season via casting in New York. Bill, you cast the Equity and Professional Performance out of New York?
We cast at several different venues. We have our own private auditions, as well as a new, relatively new conference, which is the A1s, the All-in-Ones in New York. We also go to Straw Hats, which has been around and run by Christy and Jay Carnahan, which is exciting. So we get our actors from there, plus our local auditions that we have locally.
Okay. Yeah, and I met Bill in New York.
All right. And you would share something about what convinced you to join us this summer here at Northampton Community College? A discussion at the casting experience?
I was doing, I think I my audition rounds were pretty big this year. I think I was in Chicago, New York, and a couple of other things that I was trying to look at. And what really got me, obviously, In the Heights is In the Heights, and I love In the Heights. But when I was in the callback room with Bill, we kind of just sat down and we were talking about his concept for the show, his ideas. And then he said, we're going to have a Latin DJ and like piraguas being served, and we're really trying to celebrate this culture. And the minute he said that, he hadn't cast me yet, but I was like, okay, I'd work here. I'd work here because that's what it's about. It's about this show, and this before we even really talked too much, it was, for me, this show is about community, finding home where you think home might not be, and about celebrating. Because that's what, and when he started saying all those things to me, it was very apparent that we had a common thought on that, and especially because this role calls for a lot of speaking to the audience and kind of being very involved in the story. It was great to know that, the potential of us working together would definitely coincide there. So when he said that, I knew that I would love to work here. Yeah.
And that brought up something I meant to ask you about, Bill. I had seen in the press release mention of celebrations each evening in the lobby pre-show. What would that be like?
One of the other reasons I just chose this show was because I talked to our Hispanic caucus, which is very prevalent and strong on the NCC campus, and we were looking for something to bring the Latin population to the campus to get a chance to see what we offer. And so the Hispanic caucus of NCC is very active in this production. They're doing a whole block party lobby so that we do have a Latin DJ coming in to spin all types of Latin music, as well as empanadas and piagua being sold at the in the lobby before, during, and after the show, so that we have this real feeling. And we're also having tables so that people can get information about the community and what's offered in the community that they may not know about, and a chance to push that forward to make it more available to other people.
And see, that for me sells it.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's about the work, but it's also about how you can be of service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one thing that at school I learned a lot about this year, is about you as an artist, you have a responsibility to the world, I think. So I think what you put out there and the stories that you tell, the messages that you give out, have an impact on people. So when you do things like this, it takes it from theater to craft, I think. And that's the moment that you can really make a difference in people's lives,
And what a wonderful way to open the season. That's just joyous.
We will have a dance party every night.
Oh, yeah. You'll see us doing that.
Incidentally, In the Heights runs from June the 5th through the 16th, so you want to make sure that you put that on your calendar. Following that is Falsettos, June 19th to the 30th. And Falsettos isn't done very often in the area.
No, I think the last time I remember seeing it was when Bill Sanders in Civic Theater did it. And I think that was back in the late 80s, early 90s.
That seems right, yeah.
But their production of it, there was this wonderful revival that was done in New York just last year, and the tour that's out. And that's one of the reasons. It's another community we wanted to talk about. I love the heart that makes this up. What is a family? How do we look at family? But also, how do we look at religion in our lives and how our religious upbringing can infect or infuse our lives? And can bring together a community or split a community. Mm-hmm. And those are themes that I like that show has. But most importantly, again, home is not necessarily what people think, but that home is what is out there, and we create our own home.
Mm. It's interesting, too, to follow up. We were talking about In the Heights also is currently about to be filmed. We'll talk a little more about that later. Falsettos is going out on tour. Superstar is being revived. It seems like you've got your finger on the zeitgeist a bit, too, as well, so to speak.
A little bit.
Yeah, in a wonderful way. No, because I was thinking of days when we were talking about an artist as, you know, storyteller and to the community and being of service and craft. I feel like that's a real moment right now in what we do. It is really important, and it's a community to have a safe place to talk and explore these things.
Great work.
As well as great dance parties.
And I'm looking forward to the entire summer season. We shall return to learn more about NCC's spectacular summer theater, the upcoming and challenging theater department semester offerings. I hope we can talk about that after this important message.
The Many Choices and Real Voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, we're chatting today with Bill Mutimer, Northampton College Department of Theater, and, of course, NCC's Summer Theater Artistic Producing Director, and with actor Matthias De La Fleur. What a great season, and we're going to continue because there's more coming, right?
Next up, we have the Buddy Holly story. So what intrigued you there?
Well, I was living in New York when this show hit the NYC circuit, and it was amazing. It was such a wonderful look back at history and to remind us of the great music and where music has come from that has influenced everything that we have today. Because Buddy Holly was, along with Elvis Presley, the two that really influenced a lot of the musical styles that we have today.
Right.
So when the opportunity came to be able to present it, I jumped on it because I love the story and I really like the music and what it has to say.
And then I noticed a special July 4th picnic performance.
Yes, we started this last year with 1776.
Oh, right.
So on the 4th of July, we actually have an early show. The show will go at 5:30, but from 3:30 to 5, we are offering a picnic. So leave all the dishes at home.
Yay.
Come to us. We have a barbecue that is put on by Northampton Community College and our services there. We have burgers, hot dogs, veggie burgers, all of the fixings, along with a make-your-own sundae bar. And it's all you can eat. At 5 o'clock, we start to close that down as we move into the theater. And at 5:30, the Buddy Holly musical will be on.
That's a fabulous way to spend the 4th.
Surely is.
And then you get to leave, get a sparkler, and you can go see the fireworks.
I was going to say, perfect timing. And the perfect dog. That's the children's show.
Well, it's more than a children's show, is it not?
It is. It's written by the actor John Hurley. It's off of his book.
Okay.
And what I love about this story is we look for things that are going to have a nice message as well as be entertaining. And this is the story of Max and Sam. Sam is a young girl who has her dog Max, who's a mutt. And all of her friends have perfect dogs. They're all pedigrees. And so she enters Max into the local dog show, hoping to make him the perfect dog. And through the process, realizing that Max really is the perfect dog and that we don't have to change, that we can be who we are and be perfect without that, without the legitimacy of perfection.
We have a cat that's the perfect cat, don't we?
No, don't get us. That's another story in itself. That's an opera, not a musical. And the Perfect Dog runs July 10th through August 4th. Different times, of course. 1 p.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Exactly.
But don't limit it to the children. Enjoy. And finally, Jesus Christ Superstar, which I'm dating myself, but when it came out and the nuns told us we couldn't listen to it, I had it, the LP at home on my little record player, and I would play it over and over and over again and weep. It's an amazing show. And it's interesting with Buddy Holly in there talking about kind of rock and American music. And In the Heights is the opening. Superstar, I felt like a hair in that kind of moment back then, kind of changed the way we talked about American musicals and incorporating popular music and feelings in a different
way.
It's
very different. I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber is such a staple in the musical theater community that, you know, when if you see some of his work, like if you compare this to Phantom of the Opera, it's two different styles of music.
Yes.
Yet both poignant and both very important. And to see, I mean, to bring something like that here must be just so exciting.
It is. I'm really excited. I grew up with it. My parents were the parents who had that on the record player. You know, we have the LP with the brown gold on it.
Yeah.
that we listened to all the time. So I grew up listening to that score. And it was one of those that really inspired me into musical theater and looking at musical theater, because it wasn't just, and nothing against, you know, the classical, but it was something different. And it looked at life in a different, more contemporary way, which I really enjoyed.
I remember, too, having a sense that I was new to theater, musical theater at the time, that there was a sense of, like drama that Superstar allowed. It had this big score, it's a big show, it's got a great energy. There was poignancy and sadness, and there was a kind of acknowledgement of life not being the perfect, like the children sees that things aren't perfect, and that's fine, that's part of why the story's so powerful.
Exactly, and to re-examine this, you know, story that sometimes gets changed, as stories do when they're told and handed down. It's another way of looking at it, and that's another thing that I like.
Perspective, like, you know, you see Judas in a different light, and these people in a different light, and I think. I mean, it was just done on NBC, and so it's like another exciting thing that you're bringing here.
And it's exciting because James Morgello, who's playing Jesus for us, has been with us since the beginning. So he was in the first season and here last season and is now coming back to continue with us. So it's very exciting to have that element back into the show.
You have some crossover in other ways. You were mentioning there's some students who, you know, started with NCC, transferred to DeSales or to other schools, and then are back here for the summer theater for the festival.
Exactly. Daniel Mello, who's playing Benny for us.
Hooray, Daniel.
in the Heights, actually came from Deer of High School, where he went, did theater there and was part of the Freddies. Came to NCC, got his degree with us, did several shows, including shows with George, as well as myself, and then went on to the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, and has graduated and is coming back to be back on the stage, on the boards with us here at NCC. Another one of them, Ali Vasquez, who's never worked with us before, but went to NCC to get her Gen Eds, has now moved on and is at DeSales, is also back to be at NCC. So it's kind of a neat give and take, which I love.
And they're all fabulous. Yeah, they're all fabulous performers.
Are you pleased? I mean, were you expecting that? Are you happily surprised?
Well,
or
When it comes to a show like In the Heights, which is very specific music, it's not very legit, it's very contemporary, you never know what to expect. So I was really excited to get in the room and kind of see where we're at. And I mean, it was jaw-dropping, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I came into the room and heard everyone kind of knew their music already, which was just amazing. But then to hear the talent and to hear like everyone's individual like person come out through the music so easily was a huge surprise, and it just gets me so excited that we opened in less than 2 weeks.
Again, that's June 5th to June 16th, Wednesdays through Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2, and ticket info at nccticks.org. Group rates available, of course, and of course you can find everything we want on social media, from Facebook to the website, I'm sure. But don't miss it, folks. It's June 5th to 16th. That's what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It's not, it's
10 performances, only 10 chances.
Exactly. It's going to go by really quickly, and this is a really extraordinary opportunity. The whole season is, but In the Heights, I'm really, really looking forward to
it. A super third season, Bill. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I always like to ask the question, what's up for next summer theater? I always like to get the scoop. You know? Are you thinking of any particular pieces for next year?
We are actually looking at a couple of things. Part of it is where do we want to go next? And how do we want to approach our fourth season? As now we have been around 3 years. Once you've hit that 3 year mark, right. Then the fourth year is, okay, you've grown. Now you're
senior year.
Yep, you're now established. Year. What are you really going to be here and keep going? So there's some really exciting things. You will be the first to know.
Oh, great.
We'll get the skinny.
Oh, good. I'm waiting.
And this is on both stages, with the Lipkin and the...
And the Norman Roberts Lab Theater.
Both in Kopacek Hall, of course.
Right, yes. Right. Both great spaces. I really strongly suggest... And a beautiful campus. It's just the perfect mix. And before we go, in fact, I'm surprised it took that long. What was the spark for the program initially? It is only 3 years old. Why, Bill? Why did you do it?
The mentoring. The fact that I went to NCC, and NCC is... to work for a great college, because they are very open to listening to ideas. And I went to them saying, I think we can mentor. And that's part of NCC's mission, is to bring community together and to mentor so that people can go out and make a better world. And that's one of the things is, getting people together to work together so that they can find their path and their voice as they move forward.
Well done. And a welcome addition to the... For the audiences, for the summer music scene, too. I mean, we're talking a lot about the artists and the students, but this is a real gift to the community. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, of course, we're coming to the end of the school year, but there is another semester in September starting a new season, which includes the theater department.
Yes, it does.
He's going to keep digging, though.
I'm going to keep digging because I want to find out what's going on.
Well, I'm really excited. We announced our lineup for next year.
That's right.
The one I'm really excited about is we're opening with Amadeus, Peter Schaffer's Amadeus, yes. Starring Barry Glassman from Civic as Salieri. He did it with me 15 years ago when we had Main Street Theater. Mm-hmm. But what I'm excited about was I approached Lucille Kincaid, who does music for me, and I said, if I do this, I want live music and a live opera singer. We did the opera singer when we did it at Main Street, but now I want to add the live music. So she is putting together a quartet that will actually play all of the music live, as well as having the arias sung during the production. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, working that process through. And then, Chris Egging will be there to direct the Samuel Beckett play, Waiting for Godot, which I'm excited about, too. And then we're doing Lombardi, the story of Vince Lombardi, in February. Claire will be back to direct The Little Foxes by Lillian Hellman. And then we end with the musical Dogfight, which I'm really excited by. The composers of – I'm really excited about the composers of Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay, I don't know Dogfight. That's interesting.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
You'll have to come out and see.
Yes.
It's a very good piece.
Good story.
Interesting. And great season for the students. Challenging and diverse.
Absolutely.
And great mix. Yeah.
Even just hearing it, I'm like, whoa.
Well, Matthias, maybe you can come back.
Guest artist, resident artist. And then the Becca piece is an interesting challenge, too, for students. I mean,
we're excited about it. And we're, we're going to use an all-female cast, which is interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
With it. Because, as we're waiting, that just a whole different group of issues
great.
That come around with waiting.
Interesting.
Yes. That's an Irish piece, incidentally.
I know.
No, we're laughing because one of the other things that NCC is working on is a study abroad program in Ireland.
Yes, we are. We're going to have our first year in August of 2020. We'll be taking students abroad for 14 days in Ireland, 8 days in Galway, 6 days in Dublin, to study with artists of the theater, but also written performance art, visual art. But it's a look at romanticism and how it affects or moves life forward through the arts, through writing, through literature, and through gender studies.
It's a great mix, and it couldn't be a better place. It's perfect.
I know.
So because, of course, the Department of Theater is connected with the Department of Humanities, it's the same department.
Exactly.
And so it works really well together with
combo.
The poetry. And
exactly.
And if I could add one thing, I know we're getting close to time, but I'm also a chairperson for the National Endowment of the Humanities this year for 2019-2020, and we are looking at social entrepreneurship. So we're doing a year of looking at social entrepreneurship and how empathy and entrepreneurship and caring and giving back to the community is an important part. So it's a very exciting year for NCC.
Wow. Very good. In the Heights, June 5th to the 16th. Falsettos, June 19th through the 30th. Buddy Holly, The Buddy Holly Story, July 3rd through the 14th. The Perfect Dog, July 10th to August 3rd. And Jesus Christ Superstar, July 24th through August the 4th. You can get tickets at nccticks.org. Simple. Please support NCC's beautiful, crispy, new, brand new, and
exciting
summer theater. We say special thanks again to Operations Director and Technical Engineer Neil Heaver. Remember, you're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1, Many Choices, Real Voices.